So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara asked how the halacha of b'maimid shlosh and kana would work b'milva alone. How does the recipient acquire something that is not tangible? After some discussion, the Gemara concludes elo amama zutro hani tlas mili shavin rabbana ki hilchos b'leitama, as Rashi explains ki ilu kibla moish halacha misinai she'in tzarach las batam. Maimon Shloshin is one of the three arbitrary halachas which the Chacham initiated without an explanation, similar to halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. Tosis points out, Pirish, Mashemoya Liknois, Avotam Yesh Lo Matiknu Chacham. The operating principle has no explanation, because it does not follow the norms of general financial law, but there certainly are reasons for why the Chacham enacted these rules. The Gemara proceeds with another halacha. Itmar, hoylech man lepleini shani chayiv loy. A person tells his shlech to take a mana to his creditor. Omar Rav, chayiv bachur yusoy, v'embolachzer ein lechayzer. Rav says that after the shlech accepts the money, the mishaleach cannot retract. However, the mishaleach is liable for all losses until the recipient, the malva, receives it. Shmuel Omar, mitech shechayiv bachur yusoy, v'embolachzer chayzer. Shmuel says the mishaleach can retract, because he is liable for all losses. The Gemara first suggests that this machlekes is based on the question of hoylich kezachi dami. When a person says hoylich, take this, does he also mean to say zachi, acquire this for the recipient, or not? He merely means to say deliver it, as is the literal meaning of hoylich. Rav holds, einu chayzer because hoylich kezachi dami. Therefore, the malva already acquired the money when the shlech accepted it. However, Chayv Bachar Yusai, the Meshaleach is still liable for all losses because, as Rashi explains, Shahamalva leitzivohu lemoisim lezeh. The Malva did not instruct the Levi to send him the money with this messenger. Shmuel, however, holds Chayzer because Hoylech lav kezachidami, and the Malva does not acquire the money until he actually receives it. However, the Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. The Kuliyam Hoylech kezachidami. They might both agree that generally Hoylech does mean to acquire. For example, in the case of Matana, a gift, where there's no achrais. However, in this case, Shmuel holds chayzer because Amrinun Migui. Since he is chayv bachur yusoy, he did not intend for hoylich to mean zachi because a person does not want to give up the right to retract if he's responsible for the loss. While Rav holds eino chayzer because lo Amrinun Migui, even though he is chayv bachrayus, he did mean hoylich kezachi. The Gemara now cites two brises regarding hoylich manu lepleini, v'halach u'bikshoy v'lei metzoy. A person told someone to take a money to so-and-so, and the shleach went there and found that the recipient had died. Tani chada yachzur l'mishaleach, v'tani idach l'yershim mishnesh talchuloi. One brisa rules that the money is returned to the mishaleach, while the second brisa rules that the money is given to the mekabel's heirs. Here too, the Gemara at first suggests that this machlekes is based on the question of hoylich kezachi dami. And the first brisa holds, yachzur l'mishaleach, because hoylich lav kezachi. Therefore, the mishaleach still owns the money. While the second brisa holds lo yoshem mishnesh talchuloi because hoylich kezachi, therefore the mekabel acquired the money when the shlich accepted it, and now his yoshem owned the money. However, the Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. The kuliyam hoylich lav kezachi dami. Both brises might agree that generally hoylich does not mean to acquire. However, the two brises are each discussing different situations, and the Gemara offers three possible scenarios: either haba bari haba shchiv mera. The first brisa discusses a healthy person, and yachzur l'mishaleach, because hoylich lav kezachi. Therefore, the mishaleach still owns the money. While the second brisa is referring to a case of a shchiv mera, a dying person, and l'yoshem mishnesh talchulei, because as Rashi explains, divrei shchiv mera kiksuvin u'kemesurin damu, v'hoylich didei zachihu. A dying person's instructions are considered a kinyan, and when he says hoylich, it does mean acquire this. Therefore, the mekabel acquired the money when the shlich accepted it, and now that he died, it belongs to his yershin. Or, both brises are referring to a shchiv mera. But the first brisa is a case of delesi l'mekabel b'shas matan mois. The mekabel was not alive when the shlich accepted the money. Therefore, yachzur l'mishaleach, because as Rashi explains, ze lo ha'yideh shekvar mes, v'nimtzis z'chiyah betos. The mishaleach did not know that the mekabel died, and therefore the kinyan was a mistake. While the second brisa is a case of de'isi l'mekabel b'shas matan mois. The mekabel was alive when the shliach accepted the money. Therefore, l'yoshem ish neshtalchuloi, because hoylich didei zachihu, the kinyan was effective. Or, both brises referred to a bari, and both the mishaleach and the mekabel subsequently died. However, the first brise is a case of demis mekabel b'chayu noisen. Mekabel died first, and then the Meshaleach died. Therefore, Yachzru le Meshaleach, because as Rashi explains, Koidim misasai batlu devarav mishamesa Mekabel. When the Mekabel died, the Meshaleach's gift was cancelled. Therefore, if the Meshaleach then dies, there is no further obligation to fulfill his request, and it belongs to his heirs. While the second brice is a case of the misnoisin v'chai Mekabel, the Meshaleach died first, and then the Mekabel died. Therefore, le'yoshim mishneshtalcholai, because mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. There's an obligation to fulfill the request of the deceased, and mishas misas noisin zocha ben Mekabel. The Mekabel acquired the money when the Meshaleach died, and now that the Mekabel died, the money belongs to his yoshim. The Gemara proceeds with a third brice that cites six opinions regarding this case of ha'ilich mani l'plaini v'ha'ilich u'bikshe v'lo'i metzoi. And based on the concepts just discussed, the Gemara explains the brice in two possible ways, in the case of a bari and of a shchimera. The Tanna Kamma holds yachzur l'mishaleach, the money is returned to the mishaleach. Bebari, because ha'ilich lav kezachi, and b'shchimera, because he concurs with Rebbe Lazar, who holds divrei shchimera lav k'ksuvenik m'sorin damo. A shchimera's instructions are not considered a kinyan, and therefore ha'ilich didei lav k'zach adami. Reb Nosson v'Reb Yaakov say, meis mishaleach, yachzru l'yoshim mishaleach. If the mishaleach dies, the money goes to his yoshim, because they agree with the Tanna Kamma that it belongs to the mishaleach, and now that he died, it goes to his heirs, and lo yamrinim mitzlekeim divrei ames, there's no obligation to fulfill the request of the deceased. V'yash oimrim, l'yoshim mishneshtalcholai. Some say that the money goes to the Mekabel's yoshim, even when the mishaleach is alive, because the yesh oimrim disagree with the Tanna Kamma, and b'bari, because ha'ilach kezachi, and b'shchivmera, because divrei shchivmera k'ksuvim nek'misurin damo, v'ha'ilach didei zachihu. Reb Yehuda ha'nasi oimrim shum Reb Yaakov, sh'amim shum Reb Meir, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. The mishaleach's yershim are obligated to fulfill his request and give the money to the Mekabel, because Reb Meir agrees with the Tanna Kamma that me'ikra din, it belongs to the mishaleach. But Reb Meir disagrees with Reb Nosson v'Reb Yaakov and holds heicha demis amrinim mitzvah lekayim divrei ames. If the mishaleach died, his yershim are obligated to fulfill the request of the deceased and give the money to the Mekabel. However, this will depend on who died first, as explained earlier. Da'chacham aimrim yachloiku. In both cases, the yershim of both mishaleach and Mekabel divide the money, because misafkalu, they are uncertain of the relevant halachas. Bebari, they're uncertain whether we say ha'ilach kezachi or not, and whether we say mitzvah lekayim divrei ames or not. And mishchivmera, they're uncertain whether divrei shchivmera kiksuvin ukemisurin damu or not. V'kan amru kol masha yirtze shliach yasa. The money goes to whomever the shliach chooses, because like the chachamim, misafkalu. However, shuda adif. It's best if it's left up to the discretion of the shliach. Hanulach perek hamei v'kama, we have Baruch Hashem completed the first perek, and we'll begin the second perek hamei v'get in the next year, be'ezos Hashem.